Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on our radio affiliate this afternoon here at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a special guest for you guys this Easter Sunday. We're going to be speaking to George Sykes. He's an individual who has not only been very active in a ministry of music, but also with his choir, The Truth, have been able to bring some great music to the world. He's here today to talk to us about that musical journey, also to introduce his new single, one that I think you're going to enjoy, Thank You for Another Day. You know, I think today a lot of people are looking at this as an opportunity to be thankful. What we're going to do is go ahead and listen to George's new single. When we come back, we'll speak to him about this journey and what he hopes you take away from his music. You listen to it here at Conversations Live. Here is Thank You for Another Day.
This morning, started me on my way, and Lord, I thank you.
Thank you.
This might be your last time. You never know.
That was George Sykes and The Truth with Thank You for Another Day here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for you all listening to us on the radio, but also online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. We actually have George Sykes joining us live today to talk about this journey and that single. George, welcome to Conversations Live.
How are you, man?
Doing really well, man. Thanks a lot for being with us this Easter Sunday.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, we just heard the single there, Thank You for Another Day. A lot of great, great messages, I think, in that song about the importance of being thankful. Take us on this journey with you, though, George, because, I mean, you, of course, are celebrating the release of the new single. But this is something that has been a long time coming from you. When did you first realize, of course, this gift that you had that you are now sharing with all of us?
Maybe about probably like 10 years ago. But it was a gift that had to be nurtured. It was a gift that had to go through trials and tribulations to understand my gift.
Right.
I didn't take my gift serious at the beginning of God giving me my ministry. I did it for the wrong reason. And then as the music started revealing itself and as my songwriting started revealing itself, my ministry started becoming more into like a real life thing, and I have to really focus on Jesus, because it's been a long journey for 10 years now. We've been going about 10, 11 years now. And
right.
I just thank God for just keeping me going.
Right.
Keeping me with the drive and the everyday to deal with, you know, my choir and my band and different things in life that you go through. So, yeah, I'm pretty much that.
You know, I was reading an interview just a couple of days ago, George, that you gave with Sister to Sister magazine, and you talk about, of course, that journey. You know, I think anybody who's been given a gift, you have to be so careful, because for one thing, it is just that, it's a gift. It can easily be taken away. But also, it's something that. Yeah, exactly. And it's something also that doesn't belong just to you. So when you know then that your music is affecting people the way that it is, especially this single, which is a really powerful one, is it humbling to you to know that you being used in this way to be able to give people hope?
Yes. And you know what? People never realize, you never realize how much you can touch a person in song. I just did a concert yesterday, and we just had a blessed time on Good Friday. Good Friday, we did a concert, and when we sang that Thank You for Another Day, oh, my God, the Spirit just came down. It was just a blessing, and everybody just received the song so well. So, I mean, I thank God for the song saying, well done, you know, a job well done. Anytime I can touch somebody and bring somebody to Christ, it's a job
right.
well done.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you, of course, along your journey, you have had to deal with, your own challenges. You were just talking about, of course, the appreciation of the gift. What is it now that keeps you focused? Because, I mean, as you said in the end of that song, we don't know when our last day is going to be. So you have to be thankful for every day. What keeps you focused and grounded as you're going through your own journey?
Those words. Those very words. This might be your last time. You never know where or when. But you better thank the Lord that he let you breathe again. I mean, that's another day. God didn't have to give you what he's giving you. So you have to be very grateful for the little time that you have on this earth and make the most and the best of it with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great point. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to George Sykes. He, of course, along with his choir, The Truth, are of course, celebrating the release of the new single just out on iTunes, Thank You for Another Day, working, of course, on their next project. What is it that you hope, George, as you are now going out, you mentioned, of course, doing appearances, doing concerts, and people hearing the new single, being able to get the new single. How are you hoping that they're able to use it where they are in their life? Because a lot of times I think we hear music and we say, that either touches me where I am, or it's like it's speaking to me, or it doesn't. What do you hope people will be able to take from this single that they can use in their own daily life?
Don't take life for granted. Life is not promised to you. I mean, it's not given to you. Every day you can walk outside and boom. You can, it's just that fast, because, you know, we're in our last days now, and we really have to thank God for another chance. And every day that we live in our life, we need to bless him like it's our last time. And
right.
that's why I thank God for the song, because it's a message that can, you know, you can relive this every day. You can relive this song every day, because every day that you live, you get up and you breathe. And
exactly.
When you listen to this song, it just gives you that warmth inside to just say, thank you, Jesus, for another day that you live without any hurt, harm, or danger. You may have a bad day, but you know what? God sustains you to go through the whole day to get to the next day. And the next day, you may have a better day or blessed day.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So for you, as you are now preparing, of course, for the new project, and as I mentioned, the single, we're going to let our listeners know more about how to get it here in a moment. But as far as for you, I mean, as you are ministering to people, George, and you're able to share your own story, share your own testimony, and then, of course, give them this gift, how do you see this album being able to fit in? Because I think it's interesting what you said in the Sister to Sister magazine about, of course, this is your gift, so nobody will be able to do this like George Sykes and The Truth.
Right.
So what is it that project is bringing that people will be able to say, you know what, you know, this is what I needed for this particular time?
My vocals are handpicked, and I thank God for my choir, The Truth, because they are just that, The Truth. When they sing with anointing. They sing with integrity, structure, dynamic, everything that I asked for, and then God instilled in me to teach them. So and I think the project that we have coming out is going to be a project that I hope will bless all ages. You know, I'm a traditional man, but also I know the generational music is changing, and I have both sides, the contemporary side, and we have the traditional side. Then we can do other things that I mess around with, like reggae, you know, country western. I always try to try my hand in something new that I think that would be, that I can bring new to the table that's not in
right.
the industry already.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that in itself is part of the gift there, because I think a lot of times we wonder, where do I fit in? And I think
right.
what you're saying, George, is that, you know, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, what's been given for you, you won't have to worry about that. That
you're
place
right.
is already there for you.
Amen. You know, when I first started off, I idolized Kirk Franklin when he first came out, because basically I wasn't pretty much a singer, but I know God gave me, I've been teaching vocals for 30 years now.
Yeah.
Choirs and been minister of music or all different kind of churches or in my area in Newark, New Jersey, or in the New Jersey tri-state area. But, you know, God gave me more. When he gave me more, I had to focus on the ministry that he gave me. And just like I said, it was a lot of ups and downs in the ministry, but God sustained me to keep my focus. And now here I am, you know, ready to represent him and the truth to the world. And hoping
right.
that they received us in ministry and song as well as they did Kirk or any other of the guys that's out that I idolize, like Fred Hammond, Ty, and all the different guys that's out there that's doing their thing.
Exactly. And I think that's the thing, to be able to say, you know, that you are able to respect what's out there, but know, again, what's there for you, you know,
and
you'll be able to reach people as well. Again, George Sykes, everyone. Again, the single that you heard on the program today was Thank You for Another Day. George, from what I understand, the single is available now on iTunes, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it's going to be putting on iTunes starting on Tuesday.
Okay.
We're working on just trying to tweak a little different things. And also, you can just check me out on Twitter. You can check me out on www.sykes, S-Y-K-E-S, at AOL.com. And you can reach me on my Facebook, WW George Sykes, Facebook, GeorgeSykes, to purchase the CD and the single. And hopefully I'll be hearing from a lot of you. I hope I pick up a lot of fans from just talking to you on the radio, and hoping that you can, you know, just spread the word out about the truth and know that, tell them that we're coming.
Exactly.
You're going to hear about us.
Yeah. We will definitely continue to let them know, George, and then what we'll do, too, we'll make sure on Tuesday as well that we remind our listeners that it is available now on iTunes. So we appreciate you coming on, man, and sharing with us today.
Thank you for blessing, and I thank you for having me, and anytime you want to talk again, man, please, I'll be honest.
All right, man. We'll definitely hold you to that. So thanks again for that, George. Again, George Sykes, Everyone, the single. Thank you for another day. Jeff, if you'll get that ready, we'll close back out with the single. I want to remind our listeners, though, if you missed any part of this conversation, especially on the online side of our program, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air by going to our radio website. Just go to conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already live on both of those sites. I'll make sure that we tag George on both of those places, too, so you can find his pages easily. But again, you can find me on facebook.com/CAWeb4, that's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4, and on Twitter you can find me at Cyrus Webb, that's C-Y-R-U-S-W-E-B-B. Here again is an encore of Thank You for Another Day. We'll be back with you guys at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific time for our next edition of Conversations Live. Be blessed.
This morning started me on my way, and Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you. I thank you for another day.
You put shoes on my feet, you gave me food to eat, and Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you. I thank you for another day.
Every day is a new day. I thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord, I thank you.
never know.
Hi, this is Kendra. Come along with me on my journey of growing up.